This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, this hour sponsored by Southwest Point of Sale. Well, I tell you, labor costs are going through the roof. You might want to take a look at Walmart and Home Depot and Costco. They're doing self-checkout. Get with the program. Call 800-540-2149. That is Southwest Point of Sale. Or you can go to southwestpos.com. Talk to either Jeff or Mark. They'll come out, look at your facility, and if it works, you'll save a bucket load of money, and you'll get 7 day a week, 24-hour day service. Trust me, I was been there, and that is for self-checkout. Look into it. Also, Black Forest Motorsports. Black Forest Motorsports is on a new project. They're going to build an off-road Porsche 911 to run the Nora. Can you believe that? But they'll work on your daily cars as well. Little dealer alternative, go to Black Forest Automotive.com, blackforestautomotive.com. All right, we got Brittany in the house, and I haven't seen it. We'll talk about it in the last segment, but something at the end of Bristol, which would not surprise me.
Martinsville,
was pretty exciting.
Yeah, everyone's texting
Everybody's saying video game.
Video game move, video game move.
Video game move. So it's a sad day and a happy day.
Right. I guess it's mixed emotions, yin yang.
Yeah, a little yin and yangy. Barona Speedway held their last race last night.
Yes.
And Brittany got as much adrenaline as she could possibly handle.
It was a wonderful night. We'll talk about it
in a second segment.
It was wonderful. Yeah. It was nice on many levels.
Right. So that's, and then the sad news is, you know, like I said, it's over, but the good news is it was fun and you got next year to look forward
to.
Yeah,
and I can get some rest.
Yeah, do some other things that maybe you've been wanting to do, like cut the grass and paint the windows.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Clean the house.
Yeah. So do we have anybody out on the line?
I hope so. I want to know how many. Hold up some
one
fingers.
One finger or two?
Two. Oh, okay.
Okay, so we have yin and yang.
Okay, yeah, so I was thinking yin yang, sad day, happy day, mixed emotions for this. So a few days back, I saw the following post on Facebook.
Okay.
It says, brothers Tommy the Third, not junior, not senior, and Nick Velasquez are tied for the championship lead going into the final race of the SoCal Dwarf Car Association Series. The title will be decided this Saturday night, meaning last night, at the dirt track at KCRP. So I believe that's Kern County. And I have stayed off Facebook because I didn't want to know the results. And I am so curious how last night went for the Velasquez brothers.
So who do you want to speak first? Second place or first place?
Oh, they should decide.
You guys decide who gets to speak first and give the news.
I think that first place.
I'll speak first, I guess. It is Tommy.
Tommy speaking first. Tommy the Third.
Yeah.
And you two are brothers, and I believe it's 24 for Tommy, and Nick is 22?
22, yep.
Just keep working, Nick.
So why are you talking first, Tommy? Are you the winner? Are you the champ?
Apparently.
Apparently.
Listen, hey, keep that modesty, man. Keep that modesty. That'll take you a long, long way. So
you were truly tied, right? Like the exact numbers going in?
Yeah, we were dead even going in. And in the heat race, Nick started, I think it was second row inside, and I was seventh, so fourth row inside.
Oh.
Ooh.
So I had my work cut out.
Yes.
We ended up going 1 and 2 in the heat race. So
Nick
got 1 point right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's leading by one going into the race.
Not that you were counting or paying attention.
It was in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But so our points go first and second. It's split by three. And then 2, 2, 2, and then 1 eventually. So I was thinking just going in, either of us, it was a must win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Are you on the same team? Or do you race independently?
It's a team.
Okay.
So, basically as a family.
Gotcha. Okay. I just double
checked. 41 and 14. Is this true? 4-1 and 1-4?
Yep. I'm 14. He's 41.
There you go. Cool.
So how'd it go? Were you dicing it up? Was the track nice? Was it? Talk me through it.
Track was, well, we had the 410 NARC West, King of the West.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So they definitely prepped the track for them, and it was real nice for us. It was pretty tacky and hammered down still.
Nice. Yeah. Don't lift.
So how far ahead, was this a points championship as well as a race win?
Yeah, so this is the final points for SoCal.
Right.
Everything got decided last night, so, and our final race for the year too.
Yeah.
For SoCal. We have our race next week, and we're doing King of the Hovel. That's out in Mojave, Arizona.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Mojave Valley.
Mm-hmm.
But this was all the marbles, basically.
Yeah, for SoCal, this is give it your all. This is everything right here.
Yeah. He's sure excited about it.
Maybe
huh?
He's tired too.
Are you tired?
So
You should not be tired.
If I'm correct on this, because I met the Velasquez family out at Ventura years ago. Mm-hmm. My first out of town race. I was lucky enough actually to meet their mom. She was very welcoming. And ever since then, we've been Facebook friends. Actually, Nick and I have been. So I've been following along. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tommy. Not that I'm stalking you, but did you just get married like last week and you ran the national circuit as well in addition to the SoCal? I mean, just that. All of that, right?
Yeah.
She's stalking you, man. She's stalking you, I can tell.
It's just a lot. Congratulations on the wedding, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Married. And how'd you do with nationals?
National, well, I just went into this year I was pretty close to a win or two maybe last year, and that's all I wanted, just one win, and ended up getting a total of 4 Saturdays and 2 Fridays.
Dave's jaw just dropped.
Wow.
Yeah, this was quite a year, like 2022.
Yeah, boy.
Go Tommy,
Just think of the anniversary they're going to celebrate every year when he goes back and keeps doing it.
Yeah, lucky wife.
It's right after our birthdays, too. We're 5 days apart.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple days after hers, so.
Well, it sounds like you have an exceptional wife, let me say.
So are we going to hear
Are we going to hear from?
From Nick?
Yeah, he's right here, too.
Nick,
yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, so let's hear your perspective of last night.
Well, I mean, going into the heat race, you know, he was in my heat. I started ahead of him, and, you know, I finished first, and I saw him on the leaderboard in second, so I knew I was, you know, once I had the checkered, I was 1 point ahead, so I kind of knew I would, you know, have a little, you know, be a little ahead going to the main.
A little cushion.
Yeah, and going to the main, he started, I think, a row behind me or two, and, you know, the first start of the main, I was, you know, me and Brandon Wiley, we were doing pretty good, and then it was a red, and then the guy in third place lost his fuel pump, so Tommy moved up to fourth, so he started next to me on the restart, and that kind of just made me nervous, but I'm like, this is like game on right now, because he's right next to me. Yeah. I got to give him my all for this championship, and I took off, left Tommy, and then a couple laps later, here comes Tommy with just a strong A game, and, you know, passes me and Brandon like we're on jack stands, and they're battling a little bit. I'm just kind of just behind them trying to figure out how to pass both of them, but I just didn't have enough speed. And from then, just Tommy just kind of kept at least a corner ahead of us.
Oh, wow.
And it was just me and Brandon battling for second place after that, you know, dealing with all the lappers, and I finished second, so I was, I believe, 2 points behind Tommy after the main.
Wow. Did Dad race too, or did he watch his two boys?
He also raced, and my little brother as well.
Oh my gosh. How did your mom survive?
She's out cold.
Oh my gosh.
She is out cold.
Yeah, did anyone check on her? Is she doing okay? I can't imagine.
Well, Tommy's wife was with her mostly all the time, so they're
good.
Keeping each other steady.
Yeah. That's a lot of racing.
That's a lot of people that you love out on the track. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I just have to ask, have you asked Tommy what he did to the car?
Or was it just... Yeah, did they talk about
it? Did they find a different line? I mean, did you talk to him about it, or you haven't got that far yet?
We usually, like, kind of bang heads about, you know, set up and, like, you know, bounce ideas off each other, and we try it, and it works for one person, it works for, and sometimes it doesn't work for the other, but, you know, sometimes it works for both, and, you know, he was trying to do stuff Saturday, and it seemed to work for him, so...
Yeah, I guess it did. Well, hey, guys, you're such a great two kids. I love it. You're always welcome to come to the station or even call in and talk about how it goes. And
I'd love to have them down, the whole family.
Yeah, we'll get you down here, get them on radio, and have some fun with it. And that way you've got something you can keep forever. You know, get mom and dad on air, get them to talk about. Because, you know, a lot of people that are getting into motorsports, they need to know, understand the commitment. And it's a commitment with a smile. You know, and as long as you can live through this type of insanity, driving and owning a race car, I would love to have you guys back. I think we could have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, now go relax. Put your feet up.
Unpack, maybe. Unpack. That's what I was doing before I came to the show.
No, they're going racing next weekend.
Well, I got to check. Okay, repack.
Right. Repack.
Unpack and repack.
All right, guys. Great talking to you.
Congratulations to both of you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer, a little Stevie Wonder.
Absolutely. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. You got to see this beautiful T-Bird he's got on the showroom floor.
Okay.
Hey, anything under your hood, they can work on it in their service department with factory trained technicians. That's right. No sense having more than one car and then chasing them around. That's El Cajon Ford. They got new, used, all at the same location. 1585 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go down there and check them out and tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ and thank them for supporting Racer Radio. All right, we got Dirt Dude on the line. He's also having a sad day, happy day.
Yeah.
But sounds to me like it was a great send-off last night.
I'm trying to have a recovery day, I guess. Yeah.
That good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last night was just phenomenal racing. You know, for the last race of the season, it's just the way you want to go out. Just not like, it was not one just great main event. It was almost every main event had some kind of action, drama, you know, down to the checkered on the last one on each one of our main events. Was pretty awesome. I got to give Brittany some props. I just read what John Harris wrote.
I did too.
What did he write?
It was a funny post. Just kind of a recap.
Brittany psychologically got in his head before he, you know, when they started racing.
This is dump truck he's talking about, the guy who sends me the dump truck. Yeah, we snuck a little picture of the rear end of my car. It's a sticker.
Yeah.
Right at the top of his, like, right where he can see when he's driving.
Really?
Yeah, if he looks up,
like
there I am.
Your visor would be kind of.
Yeah.
You put a decal on your car?
Yeah, without him knowing.
You do that during the Halloween trick-or-treat part?
I do. We park next to each other in the pit, so you should never walk away from your car.
your crew chief got in there and helped or something when you were at the driver's meeting or something?
Yes. And I mean, I don't know how nice that is. He ended up like grilling like 20 steaks for us after the race.
What?
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. You should have come over to our...
I wasn't invited to that.
You could have followed your nose.
I know. Oh, it was awesome. No.
Everyone had food. I heard them talking on the radio. Oh, there's a bunch of Italian. You know, we have this Italian dishes and pies and everything. And I'm like, I hold my hands up like, where? I'm here. Yeah. I'm in the middle of the track.
See, he's but as bad as a... He can't find the food, neither can I.
Yeah, well, the dwarf drivers...
It doesn't get brought to me because I can't leave the track.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to hire somebody.
Last night was just awesome. Like I said, I had Brandon Justina help me out, and we were going back and forth, and usually I do, like, call one race, he'll call the next race. So we just broke it up into doing laps. So he'd call a couple laps, I'd call a couple laps. So it was that more play-by-play commentary thing. And then everyone really liked it. So I've listened back a couple of things, and I've seen some stuff, and I had to rewatch some of these races because I wasn't sure what I saw versus what was ruled. So it was just really, really good. Like the whole modified thing, the whole stock car, pure stock, there was just a lot of different things that made difference to the night. So I'll just go through our junior drivers. I didn't get an overall. They did their spooky series, three race spooky series. The second race got rained out, so they did two races yesterday, two main events. On the first main event for our junior sprints, Gage Baldwin got the main event win. And on the second one was Tyler Warner.
Tyler, he was just in. Mm-hmm. He was just sitting right next to me. And he got it. That's his first one, I think.
Yeah. His first one, yes, in the junior sprint ever. Like, I thought he won before in, like, the Sportsman or the Masters. Oh, that's the first time he's ever won. And his mom was, like, freaking out when he crossed the line.
Yeah, I bet. Like, I'm getting goosebumps now.
He's running around. I'm like, oh, so that was his first win.
Yes. He was so cute. He came over to my car when I was in staging and wished me luck, too.
Tonight, last night?
Yeah, it was super cute.
Well, that's why we like having these guys and girls on, man. We have so much fun with them. And well, that's great. Okay, keep going, because you got a lot.
Sportsman Mini Dwarf, Bryson Byford won. Byford won the first main event, and he also won the second main event. Mm-hmm. I think he won the points championship for Sportsman Mini Dwarfs. And then, so the last race of the night, because he's already done, they're like, okay, you're going to go to the Masters class next year. You want to race with the Masters tonight? He's like, sure. So they threw him in with that, and he went from the back to, like, I think second, maybe. So he got hard charger in the Masters.
Wow.
No,
there was a couple things like that last night. Your dwarf car race was just crazy on that. In the Masters Mini Dwarfs, Zayden Haynes got a main event win in race one, main event one. In race two, main event one, Jacob Novak got a main event win.
Yes.
And that was, you know, exciting for the whole family on that one.
Yeah.
Way to finish. On to the big track. IMC Modified's Cole Dick got a main event win, and he was also a track champion for 2022 in IMC Modified's. And I would say there was a little bit of issue between him and the 38 Michael Wild thing.
Yeah.
Michael won the Dash for Cash and set another new track record. So
what?
That car. Yeah.
We were just talking about that on air last week.
Yeah,
it's just like every time we are like, oh, yeah, this is a new track record. And then last night when he was in the heat race, they're like, hey, just tell him, you know, he won a new, no, it's for the Dash. He won a new, he just set the new track record again.
It was so hooked up.
Modified.
It was so tacky when we were walking around for the trick-or-treating. The first time I started walking, I was looking at my feet. I'm like, oh, what did I step on? I'm all, oh, just a really nice tacky track.
Well, I went out there for like these, the dashes that we did. We did two dashes. And I was like walking around, I'm like, man, this track is tacky.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sticking to it, like from the top to the bottom.
Yes.
I was like, wow, you don't ever really see that much.
That was a gift of the gods for last night's last race.
It was the racer's trick or treat.
Yes.
So on to our ponies. Raymond Schott got a main event win. And I think Dennis Taylor, they didn't tell me, Dennis Taylor was the overall Barona points champion for ponies.
Mm-hmm.
And then to dwarf cars. Darren Brown got a main event win. Mike Tobiasen was the 2022 points championship for dwarf cars. And the reason I was wondering about this, because Darren Brown opted to start in the back.
Yes.
The very back out of
13th. He started 13th and still won.
You know the reason he wanted to start in the back?
The hard charger.
Hard charger was $200.
So,
yep.
I can get that.
Yep.
And if I get to the front, I get the main event win, too.
Yeah.
Well, talking
Darren
about
Brown.
Drive with a vision.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that thing was, it just, and Mike Tobiasen was trying to give him everything. I held him off, and then Darren just got him like the last few laps. Uh-huh. I mean, it took him the whole main event for Darren to get all the way to the front and get around Mike.
I talked to him about that. He's like, I want to be clean because I don't want to mess up the points, you know, because he wasn't running for points for the championship.
Oh,
so he's
like,
I didn't want to cause anything, you know.
But he waved, well, to go from back to front.
It's Darren Brown.
I know.
And then people, you didn't win, Brittany? No, I raced Darren Brown.
Yeah.
And not to take away Tobias.
I love John Harris's thing. He's like, I'm running my line and watching the guy in front of me, and some stupid guy goes, blowing my on the outside. There goes Darren Brown to the front.
Yeah. That's it so is what funny. It is.
Trash me like I was standing still.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Into IMCA Northern, our IMCA Sport Mods, we were running topless in both of our mods and Sport Mods last night. They took the tops. That was why it's so crazy that Michael Thing got a fast time because it had no roof on it. That takes a little bit of the downforce off the car. It was a little squirrely. Yeah,
I mean,
you don't think much of it, but that roof is just like a big flat panel.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you have it set a little bit and you run an air across it, it's going to give it just, you know, a little bit of downforce.
Mm.
They're not allowed to have the wings on or like that, but you have the side panels and the A-pillar door and the B-pillars and stuff like that. So Jake Trista got a main event win. Jason Aldridge was your 2022 points champions in the Sport Mods. On to the Pure Stocks. Joshua Whipperman got a main event win, and Rick Chavez got 2022 points championship for Barona, and he backed it up from last year, which is 2021 points champion.
Wow.
So he's back-to-back Pure Stock points champion. And they had a little bit of a this thing at the end, they got into some lap traffic, and it took both the leaders, and we had to go back to last lap, and then, that was crazy.
Mm.
That's one of the things I went back to see, who was kind of on that one. Into our IMCA stock cars and street stocks, Keith Altick got a main event win, and Brian Fitzgibbons was the 2022 points champion.
He's back.
And did you guys weren't out after we got done with all the main events, Brian Fitzgibbons just brought another new car out last night and took it for a ride. And that thing was a rocket, and it looked like a beautiful rocket.
Yeah,
ship,
I'm sure,
man.
It was beautiful. His cars are always good.
And then our last one was IMCA Sport Compacts. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened here. I got to get clarification. Billy Fouts was the main event winner, but when I look at the report today, they have as Marcy McCowan was your main event winner, and Billy Fouts was a DQ, so I'm not sure. Something in post-tech must have been wrong with the car, and he did not get the win.
Well, Marcy must have done really well
to get
first or second, because it looked like when she was in staging, my mom's like, she's starting in the back? So she must have done a lot of passing last night.
Well, I thought she was. I don't have a line of words. I have it here. Lineup. She started seventh. Oh, yeah. She did start last. Started seventh and finished first.
That girl is on a roll.
Yeah, she's on a roll. Well, congratulations to all the winners, the championship point winners as well. And you know what? Like, kudos to everybody who just raced. Like, second.
I was going to throw this in there, too. So the 83 of Edward Finger.
Oh, yeah.
He was the championship for 2022 for Barona Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
He was also the champion for Paris, which also put him in the championship for California. And then he also went to Cocoa Paw, and I think he was Cocoa Paw. He told me he had like five champions, three championships this year.
That reminds me of David.
I know between him and Brian, there was like five.
Wow.
Amazing.
That is part of the 83 Showtime Motorsports deal.
Cool.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
So when's the banquet?
Oh, I know
it is the 19th, November 19th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Can people go buy tickets?
Yeah, the tickets are probably going to be online. I was talking with Trish last night.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing like Venmo. I mean, you can order your tickets online or something.
$30,
like that.
$30.
Sounds like a plan. So just people probably give it another week and then go to baronaspeedway.com for banquet tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will probably post it on the fan page or on Barona Speedway's Facebook page.
All right.
Yeah, that's where I saw information.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back,
Swanson,
we got the man's on the line.
Wow.
Best thing he ever did was move out, even though Brittany is crying.
I miss his wife.
Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. Hey, this segment's brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Tell you what, man, if you haven't been to Paris Auto Speedway, you are missing out. You need to get yourself up there. Check that track out. Just go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Well, the man, the myth, the legend.
The California boy.
Everything he touches turns into a six-foot trophy.
Yeah.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Hey, we miss you out here, but...
We should introduce who we're talking. We know who we're talking
to. That's Mr. Jake Swanson.
Yes. We always love hearing from you and about you.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you guys.
So tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, what's the latest thing you've done?
Oh, we just won the Western World.
Wow! Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So, yeah, it was a pretty big deal for my race team. You know, obviously they're from Arizona, and we moved to the Midwest and been racing out there and trying to figure it all out. You know, obviously it's a much more cutthroat, hardcore deal back there, but boy, what a difference it makes when we get to come back home and kind of use the stuff that we learned.
Yeah,
you
like
know, over the course of 70 races that we get to do back there.
Exactly, the 70, the seat time alone.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
But yeah. You know what? In your honor, I wore my Gas City Speedway shirt because that's the last place I saw you race. Yes.
She's going to have to get you to autograph it the next time she sees it.
I should have. And that I remember talking to my dad and I were talking to someone in the stands and we're like, that track looks so hooked up, da da da. And he's all, it's just average. And the reason I bring that up is you've been racing a lot that are just hooked up. Now you come back west. Is the track different than what those other 70 tracks you were racing?
Sometimes. I mean, we go to Pennsylvania and places are really slick. You know, I would say they're kind of similar to Arizona, not much cushion, sort of a knife edge up on the wall sometimes. It really just depends, but that's the part about racing in the Midwest. We get so many different, genres or different types of racetracks that, it really helps you, figure things out quickly, the changing racetracks and obviously, we know kind of what the Arizona racetracks are typically like, but at the same time, you just never know.
It's a dirt track.
It could change in a minute.
Never know. Are you still lifting that front end? He's coming around with the front end up more than he wasn't.
That's because he has a budget.
We don't go through very many front tires.
That's what I said. You have a budget. You don't have time to be wasting four tires.
So can you set the scene for last night? Were you going in number one? Were you head-to-head with somebody in particular?
Well, yeah. So I guess I'll start two nights ago. It was, we ran Friday, Saturday. We qualified second on Friday. We missed quick time in the track record by a couple hundreds.
Those darn decimal points.
Yeah, I know. and then the heat race, we ended up winning that, which was really good. But I just felt like we had a really solid race car all night. And then we went into the feature. We started fifth, and we rolled through those guys pretty quick. But I was working the top in one and two, and the bottom in three and four, and the leader was on the bottom in one and two, and the top got so far up on the wall that we didn't really have any cushion left to lean on, so I started using the wall.
Oh, like Chastain.
yeah. Not quite like that. But
okay, good.
I about crashed the thing a couple times, and so we had to settle for second.
But, well, you're in one piece.
Yeah, for sure. And then going into the second night, I felt like, you know, we could really dial it in. You know, we could, there's a few things we could do to make it just a little bit better, in the black. And, hopefully the racetrack would be a little bit better too, and allow us to be able to utilize that top line a little bit longer, you know, and just have a little bit more of a racy racetrack and not get so single file.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. They really did a good job, the second night tuning that racetrack in. And, we were just like we anticipated, or like we tried to accomplish, we were just a little bit better, and we were able to use that top line and get by those guys and get to the lead, and we had some lap traffic, and I thought I heard somebody behind me. I couldn't tell how close they were, but watching the video back, it was CJ. Oh. He was pretty close to me, and I thought I heard him once in a while, but I figured I wasn't going to push it any harder unless I really heard him, unless he was really close, because it was such a knife edge up there. But we were able to get it done, so it was cool. It was a good payday.
He's fun to watch. You could tell he's not afraid to go up there. Up top.
Oh no!
And so you are at Paris next week. Like, is that true?
Yeah.
It's a three-day.
Yep.
So, listeners, you can come watch this guy. You can come watch him. He's back. And he's not afraid of the top. And it's Paris, so it's freaking fast.
Freaking fast.
And he's not afraid of that.
Yeah. I'm so pumped to go back to. I feel like Paris is my home race track. You know, it's kind of grew up watching there and watched all my heroes race there. So, to be able to race there and you know, eventually win there was really cool. And Now it's cool to be able to race in the Midwest, but to be able to go back every year is awesome. I really hope we can continue to go back. It's just such a great racetrack. You know, it proves for good racing every single time. Coach does a good job tuning that place in. We have two lines, whether it's heavy or whether it's slick. There's two lines, and that's what makes a good racetrack.
So well versed, or he's just well rounded as a driver. Well, like, plus he throw can anything at me,
but he can explain what you would experience if you were going to a different track. Mm-hmm. That's somebody that knows how to read the track.
The seat time, like, he already went into it, I think, a few years ago, well-versed, but now all the seat time on top of it, ooh, you're dangerous. Mm-hmm. So are we going to see you on TV for the Tulsa Shootout or the Chili Bowl?
Yeah, I won't be running the Shootout, but I'll definitely be at the Chili Bowl. I'll be running Alex Bowman's car again. So that'll be cool. Really looking forward to that.
Chili Bowl. So again, listeners, go see him next week at Paris, because you're going to be seeing him on TV for the Super Bowl of dirt track racing.
Yeah. And he puts on such a great show.
And he's,
It's interesting. You have such a name out here on the West Coast. I mean, it's just, you know, all you have to do is mention it or your car number. People know who we're talking about. Have you built up that type of a reputation back where you're at, would you say? I know you don't want to blow your own horn, but, I mean, are you making a mark, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think so. I'm definitely doing, or I feel like I'm doing what I set out to do. Okay. You know, I got some really good people that it's not just the 21AZ that I'm driving for. I've got the Daming family that I drive for, the Silver Crown car with Mickey Meyer. You know, so I have some good rides and we're winning races. We've got, I think we're up to 12 non-wing wins this year, which is the most out of anybody this year. So I think we're doing exactly what we said.
Well, I think it's a team. You know as well as I do. It's you. It's the owners, the crew, and you know, once you can find that combination and then hold it together, I mean, it's almost like winning's a bonus because everything else makes winning much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're doing this because we love it. We're doing it for the love of the sport. Obviously, I'm doing this for a living now, so it's a little bit different. But at the same time, you know, if I wasn't having fun, I'd go find something else to do for a living and probably make more money.
So speaking of a living, how's biz? Are you busier than you want to be?
Oh yeah, way busier than I want to be. I actually just hired somebody because I can't keep up with all the cash that I got as far as the shock building and stuff like that. I'm just so spread thin with working on race cars and
driving
stuff ready, you know, to go race. Yeah, and driving to and from all these places. It's a lot. It's a lot to manage. It's a lot to juggle. It's honestly, my wife described it best. It's a logistical nightmare. Always, all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're in a blender. And you're just constantly, you got to stop it.
Weeks out, always.
Yeah. Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Nothing is crazier than that. But you know what? As long as you're having fun.
Yeah, you're making it. You're living the dream.
You're living the dream.
Making it happen.
That's right.
You're making memories.
Got a great gal by your side.
Yeah.
She must understand, you know, being a racer herself.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
How is she doing? Everything good?
I'm so fortunate that she's a racer and she gets it, because this would be a lot more difficult if she wasn't. Yes. She'd be like, okay, do we have to go to the race?
Right. Right. You
know, she's a badass. She's been actually driving the truck Well, she drives the truck and trailer a lot, but she's been driving our t-shirt truck behind our rig. We're you know, we traveled across the country, me and Austin Daming in the you know, in the rig, in the truck and the trailer. Mm-hmm. She had to drive our little t-shirt truck, and I was sick, so I was kind of like sharing the drive with Austin, and she was like, no, I'm good. I can drive for, you know, 24 hours straight. She ended up driving for like 32 hours and slept.
Whoa.
Pulled over, yeah. Slept for like four of them.
Jeez.
So she's hardcore. She's not afraid to get behind the wheel and get from point A to point B.
Dang, that story in itself.
I'm a fan of hers.
I know, me too.
I fan out over the Swansons.
But I'm just saying, it's almost like her story is almost better than his story, except he gets trophies and checkered flags, but yeah. She gets a gold star.
She does all the hard work and doesn't get hardly any.
Yeah, the adrenaline rush.
Wow. Well, that's what a team's all about. Not everybody, you know, nobody's ahead. You just happen to be behind the wheel. You need to let her take it around the track maybe a couple times. Just, you know.
Oh, I did. We did last year. She ran the 5T last year. She did really good.
Okay.
She beat a lot of people, and some of those guys actually still don't talk to us because they're still mad that they got beat.
My God.
That's the stupidest thing in the world.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It is totally hilarious. Yeah. Hey, man, sounds like you're picking up an accent, but it's all.
No, I just had to say it.
I just had to say it. He's picked up a Midwest accent.
I don't know. I don't leave the house very much, so
all you gotta do is listen to some old tapes. Hey, listen to some old tapes that we've done back in the day. You got an accent, but it sounds good. It'll be good. It's good for radio. It'll be good for TV, and maybe we can try to get up there next Saturday. That might be a hoot, huh?
That would be wonderful. I love. Well, actually, you mentioned Pennsylvania. Are you racing November 11th? Someone I know, myself, happens to be in Pennsylvania on November 11th.
November 11th. I have to look at the schedule. Okay. I don't know for sure. I want to say it's like Placerville, California.
You're not driving to Pennsylvania unless that's a
really. He mentioned Pennsylvania.
Well, I know he mentioned it.
I'm pretty sure it's getting cold in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I bought a parka.
Oh, so you won't do ice racing? Is that what you're saying?
I'll see you next year.
No, there's no ice racing. We'll be building cars for next year.
All right. All right. Well, hey, if people want to follow you around, what's the easiest and best way?
Instagram. I like to post there the best. Facebook's good, too. I don't do the Twitter very often, but you can follow me there too.
So Jake Swanson
Jake Swanson?
Yeah, Jake Swanson.
Okay, so Jake Swanson, cute driver.
No. So Swanson's such a name in motorsports.
Well,
he's not the only Swanson. I always perk up and I'm like, oh, that's not Jake. Oh, but it's Swanson. Oh, it's not Jake.
Yeah, there's Cody and Tanner. They're also from California.
Right.
That we're all related.
Yeah, I bet.
I know the feeling.
That's like the Sextons as well. There's a million Sextons at race.
Right.
All right, buddy. Great talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will be talking to you down the road.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Always a pleasure.
Isn't that a fun interview?
He's fun.
All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Let's cancel the gun show, and then her and I are just going to sit here and talk motorsports. That work for you? You don't care.
No, the listeners are like, we like both. So entertaining. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can we do a mix of both?
Mr.
We
politician.
Just need to,
a politician. Give me a break.
Oh,
hey, you know what he
which,
did?
By the
you know
way.
What he did? He brought four Tommy Burgers in. And
oh, no, don't,
all.
No. Two, okay? It was a buy one, get one free deal. And also, don't worry.
Where'd four come from? You know what? He exaggerates a little bit.
He was limping. The box was so heavy.
Oh.
It was heavy, I will say.
I have dealt with this exaggeration as well, Brendan. No.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. The whole moon story.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see how he got all up on top of his chair?
I can't see. He's
he was
going to
defend
back.
Himself.
I stood up from the chair like this. Like, hey.
He was going to defend himself, listeners. But he knew he was on radio.
I have to read Dave's face to see what Brendan is doing.
I know. We got to get a big mirror on the backside of the wall.
Like that.
Yes.
All right.
So you have to sponsors first.
Good guy. Certified car clinic. Work on your car, headlight, taillight. You're into racing. They can do drag racing. They can do circle track, dirt. Doesn't make any difference. Sand, They work on all the buggies. These guys are awesome. Certified Car Clinic right over there by the drive-in. CertifiedCarCare.net. CertifiedCarCare.net. Yes.
Talking politics. Did I tell you what Dusty Rose did?
No. What did our girl
My newly Dusty adopted dog. I love her.
She's beautiful.
I still love her. Thank you. So, you know, when all those mailers, they...
She ate your ballot.
Absolutely. She really did.
The whole thing.
I can't use it. It's beyond that. But all the little things I got in the mail throughout this last month, I've been putting it all in one bag because I sit down and I like organize all the mailers and I read through it and then I da-da-da. Yep. She got to the entire bag and it went, like Steve sent me a picture, it went down the hallway in her area in front of her crate and out the dog door. No. Like it was everywhere. No. Yes. So then I actually hit up Michael.
Sports.
Yes. And I'm like, do you have something you recommend? You know, the thing he recommends.
The voter guide.
Yeah, the voter guide.
And you
the,
got his and Carl DeMille's?
I did, actually, yeah. And so I sat down today
Look
with those.
Look how simple that was. Or where'd you go get a ballot?
No, so she even chewed, you know, the sample ballot. She even chewed around that. I sat down with the sample ballot and filled that out. And then I found there's like those mega centers that they opened yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them. Kearney Mesa is one of them. And then literally 2 miles from my house. You could start voting yesterday all the way through next Tuesday.
Really?
And then most of them are 4 days. They're next Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So I'm going to go after work today, after work this week, and I'm going to bring my ballot. I'm going to be like, my dog really ate it. Here it is. Please let me vote in person.
That is so funny.
Yeah, so sorry, you brought up the politician, and I was like, are you serious, Dusty Rose? I know which side of the aisle you're on because you're trying to take out my vote.
And it doesn't make any difference what side you're on because she's just taking out your vote.
Yeah, she's taking out my vote. So it's all starting to make sense. All these text messages I'm getting about Chastain.
Oh, yes, the Chastain.
Doing
video games.
Yeah, like I am gonna go.
Okay, so first off, stop and think about why they're still calling it a video game.
Because he survived.
No.
Because the car survived.
No. No. Have you ever played video games with a car?
A few. You
and
can.
What
do-
happens? They go up against the wall. And then they just they don't explode.
Yeah, exactly. You survive. And you can just hit the reset button because it's a game. But he actually
won the race.
Did it.
Did the race.
And just, I mean, talk about using the wall.
Now, you're a driver.
Yeah.
Would you even have that in your portfolio of things to do in certain situations?
If it was paid for. I mean, he has a bigger budget.
True. That has got to help. You wouldn't care about hooking up maybe... You know,
this was to get into the championship, right? Or to be, right?
Yeah, I guess you're making
a
good point.
So between that, the massive safety gear they have, massive.
Yeah. The soft wall.
He knew it was coming.
The soft wall. The walls are soft. I mean, they have.
I mean, at 200 miles an hour, is anything soft?
Yeah, but you're not going 200 at Martinsville.
He's straight. Oh, yeah. It did seem smaller. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Very small.
But still, at that.
But I mean, to hang on to it.
That's the biggest concern, I would think, is
And he did at the backstretch, turn four.
Bomb. It looked like a video. And now I get it. Yeah, now that I've seen it.
And then he punted the guy in front of him out of the way.
So who is that? Because,
I didn't get a chance to see who that actually
was. I was driving here.
But I don't think that was that wasn't a contender. I think that was a lap car.
Still.
I know.
Because after the whole Bubba Wallace and intentionally, it's really close. Is it too soon?
I know. Well, not change the subject.
Well, okay.
Last week, did you see where Larson ran into the back end of Truex? Yeah, but ran into the back end of Truex.
One thing I saw that he won.
Well, and they'd already just had this issue the race before, and everybody's saying. Is he really going to get himself in trouble and do something stupid? Well, it turned out Truex let off the gas because he missed his pit.
Oh. So did he spin him around?
Yeah,
is that the thing you're talking about?
Okay. Perfectly.
Yes.
He could parallel Parker of the year, 2022.
That's what you're talking about. So tell me about the Ty Gibbs thing. Like, I have not been able to catch up on anything. What's going on with Ty Gibbs?
Can you say the word punt?
Ty did the punting, I take it.
Like you have never seen. I'm surprised you didn't give the kid whiplash in front.
And this is Xfinity
2.
Okay, so why?
He didn't really have to, but you know he I, or did he have to? I think.
Okay, when you say have to though,
well,
are you saying? Can I go back? Did Chastain have to?
Chastain had to.
Okay, putting it in perspective.
And if you're wondering, the racer that he took out was Brandon Jones too, as well. That was his
what
name.
Place was Brandon in?
He was supposed to take the win, but unfortunately, Ty Gibbs took over after that move.
That's right. That's in the Xfinity race on yesterday. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. It was very.
He
sad.
Was supposed to get the win.
Brandon Jones should have won the race, Ty said, "I've got 500 RPMs. I want to show you."
Are they teammates?
Yes. Which will make for an interesting meeting Monday morning.
How does he look him in the eyes?
Well, the coach is, if you watch it, the coach basically says...
Oh, you mean the guy in his ear said, go for it?
Both of them. I said, if you can get
it's great. If it ain't, what is it?
Checkers or wreckers.
Okay, that's the other one. Yeah, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing. Yeah, well, whole thing.
And there was that too. But that was...
Did it spin him out?
Yeah.
I completely...
But it was a serious punch. It was a little bit...
Abrupt.
If you want to come up and wiggle him, you know, and wiggle him up to the top and then pass on the left, that's one way.
Let him.
But man, when you, and it buckled Gibbs' hood. Let's put it that way. Oh. So when you buckle a hood.
Yeah, that's quite an impact.
And that's a steel body car. That's not or is it a composite? Oh. I think it's a steel body.
I wonder, how could he have gained, changed such velocity so quickly? The change in speed, if they're already going fast.
Oh, are you talking about?
Gibbs. Back to Gibbs.
Gibbs?
Who buckled?
Oh, no. He just didn't brake.
Oh.
If you don't put the brake on, you'll definitely go faster than the guy in front of you. Okay. Yeah, and he did it just going into a turn, right where you would normally rub him and get him out of the way. But it was...
The only thing Jones has said is, I know Ty enough to where I know he doesn't care about what he did. That's the only statement he made yesterday.
Wow.
So I agree.
He's only a vendetta for sure. Well, it's going to be interesting how the team reacts to this
whole
situation.
That's interesting. And that actually happened on the local track last night. And Dirt Dude alluded to it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to be gossipers. But I will say,
it happens at every level.
I also have to say Coach Gibb is going to really break out his... coaching skills.
Yeah. And talk to the guys that are in
and
the ears.
To get these kids back on track.
We're Look a team.
This. You didn't win, but the team won. Mm. You know, the Joe Gibbs race.
Kumbaya.
I know. Congratulations on the season. You didn't say what place you came in last night.
One piece, and it was a single digit.
Thank you very much. That is Brittany Sandoval, the fastest school teacher at Barona. Stay tuned. Gun Owners Radio right around the corner, and we'll talk to you next week.
You'll have Mark Rose for the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, you have
He'll
a nice,
do great
safe
job,
trip.
I am sure. That's why I asked him.
All right. We're taking a break. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.